Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey from the Redwood Arts Council. Good morning, Candace.
And a good morning to you, Roland.
So, what's next on the agenda?
Well, we have our last concert, if you can believe it.
Wow.
So, you know, we had an abbreviated season this year. Instead of 9 concerts, we did 4.
Yeah.
Partially, we were doing a financial experiment to see if we could reach financial sustainability with a different model. And partially because, you know, I had a baby in October.
That might have had something to do with it.
Might have had something to do with it. But it was kind of they both happened at the same time. So, our final concert is on May 21st out at the Occidental Center for the Arts at 7:30 p.m. when we're presenting the Telegraph String Quartet. And this is a traditional string quartet, you know, 2 violins, viola and cello. But they are young. They just won in 2014 the Fischoff Chamber Music Grand Prize, which is a nationwide competition, very difficult for chamber music. And it enables them to perform all over the United States. And we just managed to snatch them up. So they're growing their talent. This is a part of what we like to call supporting the rising star. So
where is home base for them?
Home base for them is San Francisco.
Oh.
Yeah. They hang out in San Francisco. They have they're sponsored by the Conservatory of Music Master Series. And then they're the ensemble in residency with the San Francisco Friends of Chamber Music and Presidio and the Presidio. So they're local. We just haven't had a chance to bring them up here because they've been a little busy since they won the award.
Good for them.
Yeah. So they are young, hungry. They have a great commitment to the repertoire. They'll be performing Mozart, and then Britten, and then Beethoven.
Which Britten are they doing?
They're actually doing the 3 divertimenti. I haven't heard them before.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear
them.
I'm
used to his sort of program music.
Yes, yes. So it is a bit different. I think these are more accessible, though, the divertimenti. And there's only 3 instead of 4 movements like a traditional string quartet. I try not to listen to it before the concert because I want to have an open mind. But I don't know how audiences feel about that. But it's fun. It's fun
to kind of
come and be surprised.
Well, what do you think about the combination of Beethoven, Mozart, and Britten? Do you like that kind of putting together pretty disparate kinds of music?
It's interesting. So you have a high classical in Mozart, then you have a contemporary in Britten, and then you close with romantic with the Beethoven.
Right,
it's Razumovsky.
Right.
And so it's interesting. What they tend to call that is a sandwich, a classical sandwich.
Uh-huh.
A lot of groups these days, they take the traditional pieces and put them on the outside, and then the meat in the middle is the Britten, is the contemporary piece. So as to not, quote unquote, offend an audience that may not like contemporary pieces, you can kind of ease them in with a high classical, then hit them with the contemporary, and then close with the romantic. So everybody's happy when they leave, you know?
But
you've experienced a new piece. And that's kind of the idea, is to work that in so it is palatable and is memorable, because this is the repertoire that these young groups love. They do. They love it. And it's something that our ears are still not accustomed to. But we're learning. We're all learning.
Well, it's good to hear, number one, that young people are playing in these concerts.
Yes.
And number two, that they are local at the same time. That seems to really perfectly fill the bill.
And they're really good.
Oh, great. Great. Any surprises coming for next year that you can let us in on?
I don't have anything yet. I don't have anything yet, because we weren't looking to have some folks until later in the fall, so, or maybe even next spring. So I don't have an update for you yet. But we're telling people to stay tuned to their email on August 1st, and then their mail September 1st. They'll see something.
Oh, great.
Yes.
So we're starting off with a tabula rasa.
You got it.
Okay, that's great. Whatever you guys do there at the Redwood Arts Council, whatever it is, you're certainly doing it right.
Oh, thank you.
And all I've ever heard about the Redwood Arts Council bears that out 100%.
Thank you, Roland. That's very kind. Well, we owe it to a lot of people, our volunteers and our patrons, and you, too,
Thank you.
Helping promote us.
Okay. Once again, let's remind our listeners that the last production of the season for the Redwood Arts Council is the Telegraph Quartet. They'll be performing Saturday, May 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. For information, 874-1124. Online, it's redwoodarts.org. Tickets at Handgoods in Occidental or Brown Paper Tickets. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.
Bye.